Drayton McLean Jr. joins us on Sikkim 365 Radio, and this is a great opportunity for us to check in with one of the great businessmen in this country and in the world. Drayton, first of all, thank you for your time and support. What is it like right now for you with today's America and the world and how it affects you?
Well, it is a confusing time, and it is a changing time. But, you know, we have to face the issues that are there and adjust to them. And this is the new norm for right now for April and possibly May.
The way that that your company helps, and I know that you've had ways that you've given back to society right now. How do you try to help those right now in need and those who the McLean Group and all your businesses can help?
Well, we have a company in Houston, McLean Global. They're in the import, export of food products literally all over the world. And so they're still very active in that. And we're trying to help countries that need food. And then we're bringing food into the United States. But one of the programs we're doing with the Department of Agriculture is a child's food box program. This is for public schools, you know, do have free lunch programs where children can go and get their box, but they have a lot of rural students that can't drive in and pick up their food. So the Department of Agriculture asked us if we'd set up a program where they give us the name and we ship these food boxes literally all over the United States, all the way to Alaska. We're doing several hundred thousand of those. So we have people that assemble these boxes and we ship them out each day.
When you see whether it's your company or any companies, I you know, whoever's doing that right now in this day and age, because America will help Americans and others around the world as well. How much does that touch your heart to see people that will rally around others who need it?
Well, you know, David, your parents and my parents taught us that we had a responsibility to our family, but we also had a responsibility to our friends and our neighbors and everyone in need. So that is something that our parents drilled in us, and that's a big, big part of our Christian faith. And we want to reach out to people in need, and we certainly have tried to do that. We're very active with the Salvation Army here in Bell County, and they're certainly reaching out to people and bringing them into their programs both in Temple and in Killeen. And so that's another way that we're trying to work through them and making funds available to where they can certainly make a big difference in Bell County.
There was a time when you were in the company was a family grocery business. And then all of a sudden, here you are with the Walmart negotiations. Where were you during that time? What was that like to be negotiating in 1990 or 91 with Walmart? And what was that like and the feeling of the adrenaline rush and back and forth? Can you share some stories with us?
Well, McLean Company was started by my grandfather in Cameron, Texas in 1894. And then my father in 1921, when he got out of college, he went to work for his dad. And then in 1959, when I got out of college, I had the honor of going to work with my dad. And then I have two sons, and each of them graduated from Baylor and ultimately went to work with us, and they're working with us today. So it's McLean Company was a family business. And then one of our big customers was Walmart, and this was 1990, and they wanted to open the super centers, to build the big, big super centers that had a grocery department, had a 50,000 square foot grocery store in the middle of a Walmart store. So that was the inception. So we merged them to where McLean Company could provide the grocery and the perishable products to the Walmart stores, and they're still doing that today.
Did you ever, early on as a businessman, did you ever have to fail to learn how to succeed?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's just like in athletics. You don't succeed the entire time, and in business you make decisions and they don't work right. But I think one of the attributes of a good businessman is when he tries something and it doesn't succeed, that he quickly admits it and moves forward, doesn't let that hinder him, and he moves forward. I learned that quickly in baseball. Mm-hmm. That, you know, in baseball you have the best team in the world, but you're still going to only win out of 162 games. You're going to win 90 to 100 games, and you're going to lose a lot of games. So you have to adjust to that. And So baseball was a good experience there to see where you do lose a game. But Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio used to remind me, well, it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we're going to play all over again.
There's
so
another
we're
game.
Win that game.
Yeah, it's like a great, a good hitter's a 300 hitter. That means they get a hit every three out of what, every 10 at bats. I mean, it's there's seven times they're out.
And that wouldn't get you out of high school, would it? A 30.
No, it wouldn't. There's no way.
It wouldn't get you out of high school, but it would get you millions in Major League Baseball. But, you know, failure in baseball is a big part of it, whether you're a pitcher or a great hitter, that you make mistakes and you've got to overcome those mistakes.
Drayton McClain Jr. with us on Sikkim 365 Radio. The balance between in your opinion, being fearless and trying something, not knowing if it succeeds, but knowing if it does, it's going to be amazing. And yet also making sure you don't go overboard or get over your skis. How hard is that sometimes as a businessman?
Well, if you're going to try something new or make an investment, make sure you don't risk a big sum into that. That if it fails, it doesn't really hurt you. So measure when you make an investment or try something new, measure how much the investment's going to be, and if it doesn't succeed, that you're still doing well. Then also make sure that whatever you do, it represents integrity and honesty and the values that you have for yourself. And if you do that and you fail, then you're still in good shape. You haven't bet the entire company store on that investment. And then if you've had your integrity and your honesty and your Christian faith has been in that, so you're in great shape to start all over again.
You're a huge sports fan, and there is a there's a chance we may not see live sporting events, obviously the world and the health right now, but there's a chance we may not see live events for quite some time. How has that affected you?
Well, it's a disappointment. The NBA was really getting ready for the playoffs, and the really heartbreaking experience was the playoffs of the NCAA in college. Baylor had two great teams, both the men's and the women, and I felt both teams had a outstanding chance to be the champion. And the Baylor women's team was the champion last year, so they're still the reigning champion. But they had a chance to succeed again. So it just broke my heart, because that's one of the really exciting parts of the year is March Madness, and we missed all of that. So basketball, and then now the baseball season should be well underway here the 1st of April, and it's indefinite of how long that before that starts again. So it's just an emptiness, and particularly when you are at home at night and you want to tune in a basketball game of either collegiate or professional, and it's not there.
Drayton, I reached out to you a couple of weeks ago when my life shifted and I had the unknown, and you and I have talked on a handful of occasions. You've been amazing, and appreciate the time today. What is it about you that is always willing to listen? You're always willing to know what is a story, and you supporting people the way you do.
Well, life is a joy, and all the way through life, that you each day when you get up, you're going to have some great experiences and some opportunities and a few things you have to overcome, but it's a joy. And I love people that are trying to reach out and to help other people and to try something new. So I really enjoyed what you did on the radio, and particularly for Baylor, for high school athletics of all kinds. You were reaching out all over Central Texas. So I saw the quality of human being you were. You were a person of great integrity, of Christian values, but you were a person that brought happiness and joy and excitement to people. Just being around you lifts your spirits. So when you said you had a new opportunity, I just wanted to be a part of it.
My final question for you, and thank you very much for helping me along the way, is if, in fact, only one more game could be played and it's football, and I know this is an impossible answer for you, would you want it to be a Baylor game or a Yo game?
Well, that's a tough question, having grown up in Cameron, Texas, and graduated in 1954 from Yohai. But I'd like to see Baylor beat Texas again.
Thanks for your time, Drayton McLean Jr. God bless you. Thanks for your support. We appreciate you so much, and so many others around the world do as well.
Thank you, and it's an honor being on your show.
Drayton,
please call again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.